Mata, lofa lava everyone, and welcome to IQ On Air. This is Mata Niumangalei with
Maureen Marina Fepuleai.
And we're coming here live from Studio Planet FM 104.6.
Tasi o fa dot o no.
What's a dot for someone? It's dot. Yeah, okay.
Tot.
We're going to start tonight with our whawhete round. It was called the gratitude round, but we're going to indigenize it by saying it's our whawhete round. I'm going to start off, of course, because I'm here on the red mic.
Boss today.
Yes, I am. I get to push all the buttons. Okay. Yes. Last weekend I drove with a group of kids to Palmerston North. It's a 6-hour drive. And I just have to say thank you to those that are responsible for making signs on the roads and having the paved gravel road that you can go on.
Amen, sister.
I mean, it was a really scary ride just to get up. Well, in Palmerston North, we got there safely, but then to go to our location or our accommodation was an extra 30 minutes of weaving. And I'm not just saying weaving like it wasn't a big deal. It was so scary. I was praying the whole time while my husband was driving next to me, and I kept saying, slow down, slow down.
So your husband was actually driving, but you were supporting and navigating?
Yes.
And praying?
Absolutely praying.
Amen.
I mean, if I could, I would have been sitting on top of the van just to, like, make sure my prayers were being heard. But it was a really scary drive, but it was helpful to have those signs on the side of the road which told you go 25 instead of 45, which is what my husband was choosing to
do. Thank you to the sign makers and the sign writers.
Thank you to New Zealand Roadworks or whoever it is that does those beautiful signs that help to keep the rest of us safe. That's
probably
what I'm
the New Zealand Transport Authority.
NZTA. Oh, okay.
Well,
I'm going to write them a letter and say thank you so much. That's me and my gratitude.
My Lord, love a Mataniel. Thank you for sharing that. But I have to agree, our roads are in pretty good condition.
Mm.
And for all the road workers out there, thank you so much for keeping many of our roads up to a good standard, and especially our signs, our road signs.
Mm.
Very cool. Okay, now my whawhete for this week is really difficult because I have so many things to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I'm grateful at the moment for the opportunity for family to come together.
Mm-hmm.
With the opening of the bubble across the Tasman.
Mm-hmm.
With our Ainga in Australia, our beautiful niece Taylor Fepuleai has been able to come and join us, and especially to visit her mama,
mm-hmm.
who recently had breast cancer surgery. So Taylor, thank you for making the trip over,
mm-hmm.
to visit mama, spend time with her, to represent our brother Nifai and our sister Vivian, mm-hmm. and Clark Wade and Leticia
and Jordan
and their beautiful partners. Mm-hmm. We're so grateful to be able to expand our bubble across to Australia. And even though COVID has not gone away and probably won't for a very long time, just to know that we are safe enough to be able to do this between our two countries.
Absolutely.
And never more was it emphasized to me about the alliance between Australia, mm-hmm. and Aotearoa New Zealand than when I was at the dawn ceremony this morning at the Papatoetoe Cemetery. Yeah,
nice.
It was just a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. And it just impressed upon me the bravery, the courage of our young people back then,
mm-hmm.
In the First World War especially, how two nations, including our Pacifica nations,
we
had soldiers from our Pacifica nations,
the
soldiers
battalion.
From our Tangata Whenua as well. So thank you. I'm just grateful that we are able to continue this brother-sisterhood, I suppose, between Australia and Aotearoa New Zealand, all the way from Anzac time up to now.
Mm-hmm.
Te lover.
My law lover. Well done. All right, so let's kick off the show now. This is the 25th of April.
Anzac
2021.
Day?
Yes. It is. Let's have a look at what's happened to IQ this month, Maureen.
So
I've got something here that I'd like to ask you some questions Absolutely. About you. You were an eye queen, Talanoa, at the Papatoetoe Library.
Oh, yes. So since we've been here on Planet FM, on Tuesday the 20th of April, I was invited by Leota Alice Meredith, our beautiful queen, and her manager Roslyn from the Papatoetoe Library to come and share my story and share IQ Talanoa's story. And this was on Tuesday the 20th of April, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So I didn't know what to expect, and I'm thinking it's a small room, you know, with a few people because we're all working, really. So I'm thinking, oh, yeah, it's just going to be a few people, maybe some children because it's school holidays. So I walked in and there was a poster with my face on the door. You know, when you go to scan and, oh, there's a poster. Luckily, it did not say wanted.
All right. Or please 10-7, be aware.
Or please 10-7, be aware. Call 111, armed and dangerous. So I thought, oh, hey, okay, that's really exciting. So, you know, walked in and there was a board with another poster of my face. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Celebrity in the house.
Well, yeah, well, I'll be honest, yeah, I was thinking, oh, my gosh.
I'm so special.
But then I'm like, okay, just show me to the room and, and let me just, you know, get settled and set up. And there was no room. I noticed there was a collection of chairs in the middle of the library.
In the middle.
So Leota had organized for the bookshelves to be pushed aside.
Oh.
And in the space, they had about maybe 20, 30 chairs. And I was like, oh, that can't be for me. And then I saw this big screen with Samoan video music playing, and I saw a beautiful table laid out with LA and the posters with my face on. Oh, my gosh, that's for me. And I'm like, man, there are like 30-ish chairs, and there was one person sitting there. And I thought, yes, at least I've got one person. So I went up to her and I said hello. And she, I forgot her name, but she was this amazing senior citizen of Papatoetoe. And she said hello to me, and she spoke to me, and she said, I'm 96 years old, and I come to the library as often as I can. And she, I was shocked. She did not look 96. Oh. She was a sprightly, amazing woman. But she says she's looking forward to listening to whoever's talking. So I thought, that's wonderful. When she gets here, we can both listen. So anyway, people started to filter to fill up the chairs, all five of them. And Leota did a beautiful introduction, and she also introduced IQ Talanoa. I'd taken some posters with our IQ Talanoa branding on it. And I essentially just shared my story in 30 minutes from when I arrived in Aotearoa, New Zealand back in 1970 to today and the journey of IQ Talanoa.
Right. So if I can just read here what it says. So in those posters, there's a blurb to introduce Maureen. It says, Maureen, the founder of iQueen Talanoa, shares her journey of creating a safe space for women who were ready to voice their ideas or dreams, but needed to feel supported as they begin their journey of self-realization and greatness simply through Talanoa, talking and listening. A mother, grandmother, author, poet, and adult student completing her doctorate, she has a lot to share. So with those people that were there after your 30-minute talk, I remember one of the ladies, because I arrived there late, had to be fashionably late because I brought mother, and we came and sat right up the front.
Because that's how many people were there. There were rows and rows of chairs empty.
Actually, there were people standing.
So the
standing
front, was, near the front was empty enough for you.
I think they were standing also to be closer to the food, but that's okay because we're okay to do that. We come together to eat. But what I was saying is this, a few women that had stopped me, they were amazed that your life story could have been compacted in that short half hour. So she was so keen to find you and ask you to be a speaker in their little organizations. I'm not sure how Leota found you to come and actually do this at the Papatoa Library. Can you tell us what that was about?
Well, Leota is one of our Indigenous queens and main supporters. She has been a very vocal supporter of Aiku Talanoa, a very present person last year during the lockdowns when we did Aiku Zoom. And, Leota works at the Papatoetoe Library. One of our Indigenous queens, they're serving our Papatoetoe community. So she contacted me, and together with Rosalyn, they were able to send me the invitation. And it's something that they hold regularly, tea and topics, invite people in the community to come in and share what they do and how it supports the Papatoetoe community. But another project that I'm excited to talk about later on in the program that I'm working together with Leota and Rosalyn from the Papatoetoe Library is our Aiku Talanoa Pink Ribbon Breakfast, which will be held at the Papatoetoe Library on Saturday, the 29th of May, 2021, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And we'll go a little bit more into that. Yep. I just want to come back to that lady you talked about that said, she condensed her life into 30 minutes. I want her to come speak to my group. Well, she found me. She came up to me and she talked about wanting me to come in and talk to them. I said, anytime, sister. My email is in our book because our Indigenous Queen's book is in the Papatoetoe Library. So
it's in more than just Papatoetoe. Is it all of Auckland libraries?
A lot of South Auckland libraries, and I'm not sure which other libraries, but you can check out the website. Do a search for Love from the Indigenous Queen's Poetry Book 2020. And on the Auckland Council website, it should come up which libraries hold them. But this lady said, well, I don't do email. I thought, okay, then, what's your cell phone number and I'll text you. And then, I don't do cell phones, she said. And I said, well, what's the best way to contact you? She said, I have a landline. And I said, darling, write down your landline number and your name and we'll be in contact. And it actually made me think about that generation, which is my mum's generation. You know, in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and like that beautiful lady in the beginning, 96 years old, what about them? Are they missing out maybe on notices, notifications, knowledge? Because a lot of what is being shared or
broadcast
today is through digital means. So I really appreciated that this lady was able to tell me, I don't do online, I don't do email, I don't do
even texting
on the phone, cell phones. So I think it's very important as Indigenous queens to be mindful of this as well. Our seniors, our mature members, our queens who have given up so much of their lives in order to build that solid foundation for us today. We cannot afford to leave them out of the loop. So we need to be mindful and build communication threads that they are familiar with, that they are comfortable with. We can't forget about printed words or printed notifications. We shouldn't forget about landlines that we can easily call. Even visits, you know, how many of us are going to visit our elders? How many of us have dropped in to say, hey, uncle, it's been a while? You know, how many of us Indigenous queens are out of touch with somebody who maybe does not keep up with the modern technology today.
Very true.
So that, yeah, that's something that I really appreciated learning from the TN topics.
And that's awesome that she felt, I mean, able to do that, because I know our mother wants to stay up with the flow. But then, of course, when something new comes up, she's calling one of the grandkids, come and show me how to do this, when really it's just come and do this for me.
Because I have a confession. I still call my children when something new comes up. Can you come and show me what this means so I understand what mum is going through?
Wow. So that's tea and topics. I believe that happens at least once a month in the library.
It's good to contact the library and see, you know, when the next one is. But it's a really nice break. It's for 1 hour and they have tea like biscuits and that afterwards. Mm. We had pankeke at the time, but I had to rush back to work before I got in trouble. So I missed out on the pankeke, but thank you, Leota, yes, Alice Meredith, yes.
Thank
and
you,
Rosalind,
Proctor Library,
for that beautiful opportunity to promote IQ Talanoa.
And the book.
And the book, Love from the Indigenous Queens, 2020. Speaking of which, mm-hmm. I've had Angela, Ange Sangapolutele, and Kathy Sosoli sponsor a copy to be given to an organization here in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Thank you.
So
Queen.
Kathy is in Australia. Thank you, darling. Angela is here in Auckland with us. So sometime over this next month, because now I'm reminding Mata Neil, who is so much more organized than I am, mm-hmm. we will be going to deliver these books to these organizations or schools. And we also have books for our schools, our high schools here in South Auckland to give out as well. So just a reminder, Neil, putting it out on radio now to remind me and to be accountable.
I shall do that.
Thank you, Ange Sangapolutele and Kathy Sosoli,
absolutely,
for your beautiful donation and just for supporting and believing in our work.
My Lord, lover. All right, so if we can move on then, something that's happening that was posted up in our Facebook page was this Pacifica Young, let me see, what is it called?
That one.
Pacifica Young People. It's a request and it's
an invitation
for the young people to come and ask questions, gather knowledge and be better informed about the vaccine for COVID. Is that
correct? Exactly.
And that's, if you go on the website, the IQ Facebook, there is an RSVP funnel that you can click on the link and it will encourage you to register. And this is, you know, we've talked about technology being difficult to achieve
access,
or to access if you are of the older generation. That's why we're asking the young ones, those young single adults, those ending high school or have just left high school, go in and find out so that you can return back to your families and give them the information that you'll find out on the 5th of May. It's a Zoom funnel. You don't have to travel anywhere. You just need to have your phone on. You just need to have data.
Exactly.
To be part of this Zoom funnel on the 5th of May at 6 p.m.
Now, have your questions ready because, you know, it's a scary thing to not be informed when you're asked to go for a vaccination. Mm. There are many fears out there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Mm. The Ministry for Pacific Peoples is inviting all of our young people aged 16 up to 24 years of age. This is your chance to hear from a panel of Pacific clinicians about the latest information on vaccinations for COVID-19. And also, you get to ask questions.
That's right.
And receive serious, intelligent, thought-provoking answers. And that is what you will take back to your ainga, to your church, to your community of maybe elder seniors who might be confused.
Right,
we should
right.
not be doing things without information. We should not just say yes and not understand what is involved.
Right, right. So, you know, as much as you may feel that you don't know what to say or you don't know how to respond or ask questions. Actually, if you're there to represent your whānau, you're asking because you want to make sure your mum, your dad, your auntie, your uncle is well-informed. And there's no such thing as a bad question. I'd love to go, except I'm just a little bit above the age
I know.
Range, you know?
I'm just a few years past the 24th mark.
Yes, Grandma. So anyhow, it would be really awesome if our Pacifica Queens go there, attend this 5th of May Zoom meeting with the Ministry of Pacific Affairs and the Health...
Pacific Peoples.
Oh, the Pacific Peoples Ministry. And just to ask questions or just to listen so that you can come back and inform your families of the vaccination and the information that relates to it. See, so like for me, I'm a bit afraid of needles because I just don't like them. But if you were to find out that it was of good for you, it was really good for you and your health, you'd want your family to also know that information. Because that's what that night is for. That evening is for you to ask those questions, listen for information, and then come back and inform your own families.
Absolutely. And if you're not available, share the news with your friends. Mm. get on to your schoolmates, your church mates, whoever falls between 16 and 24 years of age, and say, listen, it's our responsibility to our people, to our parents, to our grandparents, to go into this whānau, to ask the questions, or just to gather the information that our families, our ainga, our people need in order to make an informed decision.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're very fortunate to live in New Zealand where we have stomped out like 99.9% of COVID. And when there are cases that pop up, our ministry are right onto it and they will try and do as much as they can to keep all of us safe. So this is another way for you to keep your family safe. Attend this whānau and come back with information to inform all of us or your family about it.
I wouldn't say we've stomped out 99.9%. I suppose that, you know, they say we've eliminated it in terms of it being rampant in the community. It's still there. It's going to be there for a very long time. But what the government is trying to do is roll out a vaccination program, but to allow us to be informed, to ask the questions that we need answers for, so that down the line we can say, actually, yeah, I did find out this, and I agreed to have my vaccination because the professionals, the Pacific clinicians, people who look like me, people who sound like me, people who have come from the same island that I come from, have answered the questions that I had. And so it's very important that we share this news, we share this invitation, and that our young people, it seems like a huge responsibility, but you're our future leaders.
So
we invite you to check out the invitation on the IQ Talanoa page or even on the website of the Ministry for Pacific Peoples. It takes place on Wednesday the 5th of May. 6 p.m. and you've got to register. So just go into that link to get more information. Beautiful. Also on our page, if you scroll down, you'll see a couple of really neat opportunities, including this Ministry for Pacific invitation. Now, Jenny Hecker is one of our queens who is a very talented playwright, a very talented a manager as well, and she's just a very talented creative arts person. So she advertised a sisterhood community writers program on behalf of Banana Boat Writers Charitable Trust. Now, the reason I know Jenny is I received a notice many years ago about the Banana Boat Writers session for women. And so I thought, oh, I'll just go along because I'd been writing, working on this script, and it's just been at home because I was too afraid to share it with anyone. So I went along with my papers, and I think we met at the Mangere Community Hall there in Mangere East, and that's where I met Jenny for the first time. And David Marmea, and I was made to feel really welcome. And I sat there with all these other people, and I'm looking at them going, man, they look like writers. What am I doing here? Where's the door? Let me out.
Wow.
But it was such a welcoming, open and really warm atmosphere, beautiful. And so at the end, they did their presentations and shared some tips about writing and everything like that. And then they said, okay, so start working on something and we'll come around. And I put my hand up and Jenny came over and I said, oh, I've actually brought something with me. Can you have a look at it? And so she took it with her and, you know, the session ended and I couldn't make any other sessions. I was a single mum at the time, trying to rush around, take care of my five children at the time. And then Jenny contacted me later and that script that I had handed Jenny after a lot of reworking and advice from a beautiful person at Play Market at the time, Stuart, that script went on to win the New Zealand Adams Play Award for Pasifika Playwright. And it was the introduction of E Ono Te Maipato, which is my play about sexual abuse in the Samoan community. Right. So sisters, this opportunity is amazing. And if you are a writer, if you've even dreamed of writing, if you have been writing and you have material sitting at home, or if you have the material in your heart too afraid to come out, I encourage you to look up the Sisterhood Community Writers Program. It begins on Saturday, May the 1st, and it's for 7 weeks. I think it's every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And what's our favorite F word? Free. It's free. You don't even have to pay for it. What were you thinking? The look my sister just gave me. No, not like, food.
Right. No.
Free. And this is in under the direction, under the direction of the Banana Boat Writers Charitable Trust. Just have some chocolate far out.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't know what you were thinking. Sorry, this is a family show. Let's just keep it a family show.
Oh, my gosh.
Free. Sisters, where else will you get an offer to be helped with your writing, to have your writing shared? And apparently after this workshop series, you're going to do a public reading somewhere. How cool is that?
Wow.
Go for it, sisters. You never know where it will take you.
Okay, so you've said it's on a Saturday, the 1st of May, 10 to 12, but where's the location?
Well, that's why I said go into the link.
Go into the link.
The announcement is in the IQ Talanoa Facebook page.
Okay.
And you can go into that, or even Google Sisterhood Community Writers Program, Banana Boat Writers Charitable Trust. And what's our favorite F word, Neil?
Free.
Mate.
Freedom.
Okay.
Freedom. Oh, my colicosh. You know what? While we were there at the library with the tea and topics, one of the librarians also came and said every Wednesday, now this is not just for queens or for ladies, it's open for anyone, any gender, any age, a writer's session. The first Wednesday of every month at Papatoetoe Library. They haven't confirmed on dates yet, but if you are local to the Papatoetoe Library, or maybe any of your local libraries, go in and ask if there is such, if they've prepared a session. They said about an hour every first Wednesday of the month. So that's something I'm willing to take on board for myself, because Wednesdays I can do it, especially if it's after school hours, and to take my kids who they're working on, my oldest daughter is working on lyrics for a song, and she's her AFA production, she's having to write a whole scene for the next production coming
up.
So that's a lot of opportunities. Plus the Sisterhood Community Writers Program. Man, that's even more amazing that the kids have got all these things that are for free.
Now, you have to be for the Sisterhood Community Writers Program. I'm so sorry. I should have said this earlier. You have to be 18 years of age or older. So luckily, I just make it.
Oh.
So you have to be 18 years or older. But beautiful.
Man, lucky me too. I'm just shy of 18, but that's okay. I'll be ready for next month to be 18. Okay. You know, so the most recent, the last guest that we had here in the studio were from Aorere College. They're from the Aorere Film Academy. And
AFA.
They've just returned from their trip to Palmerston North, where they spent 4 lovely days down there, and then driving back was even more beautiful because the weather was fantastic.
Yes.
They were sharing their play or their production, which only now we have 4 shows remaining in Auckland. So I'm just going to plug in here for the AFA. The Auckland shows are the 27th of May in Papakura. What's the name of the theatre there?
Hawkins.
Yes, it is the Hawkins Theatre. On the 27th of May. In June, the 12th of June, it will be out in Howick. On the 13th of June, it will be over in Takapuna. So those across the bridge, you're not missing out. We're going to come out to you there on the 13th of June. And then finally, the Auckland show here, the show in Auckland is on the waterfront, the 28th of September.
Wow.
We're hoping to fill that space out because that's a big area, and to have as many people come out there as possible so that they can share that space and that their story there with you. And then they finally finish their tour in Wellington in
Nationwide
November.
Tour, how beautiful.
I know.
Now, so I was privileged when AFA, Aorere Film Academy, performed Code Switch. That's the name of the production. And we will be posting these dates up in our IQ Talanoa Facebook page. Mm. When I attended at the Mangere Arts Centre, mm. their performance, I was blown away. One, like they said last time they were here, they wrote the script.
Mm.
Two, they did the digital media technology magic.
Mm.
Three, they were directing it.
Mm-hmm.
Four, they choreographed their moves. Mm. Five, you know, were the roadies or the people, the stage managers, and they're also students. And mm. six, the dancing was just out of amazing. So, sisters, I queens, we are planning to take Papakura by storm on Thursday, the 27th of May.
Mm.
If you would like to join us at the Hawkins Theatre, we're getting as many I queens as possible who live close to Papakura, mm-hmm. of course,
yes, yes.
to join us on Thursday, the 27th of May, for the performance by the Aotearoa Film Academy Code Switch.
Mm.
Now, you can Google Code Switch AFA for more information,
mm-hmm.
but we will also post their dates in our Facebook page because this is just such an important story and message for our young people. So bring your teenagers, bring your whichever teenager you're connected to.
Right.
Say, come on, let's go have a look and see what message, you know, you're going to be able to draw out from this.
Amazing
production.
I think I love it that they also have, they are more than willing to hear any feedback or any feed forward to help their production, you know, seem more realistic. Even though as much as Maureen's just shared that she loved it, she fell in love with it, they've made changes since the
From the feedback? Mangere,
from the feedback.
How cool is that?
From the Mangere show. So what we saw in Palmerston North was little variations and changes within the script of it. So it's a growing and learning process for all those students.
Beautiful.
All working towards their NCEA. And the fact that they're doing something that they love is even better. So if you do want to follow them, they are www.afaproductions.com. And you can go and buy tickets on the event finder, just typing in Code Switch. So, yeah, that's my plug-in for you, AFA.
I love that they're still learning on the job, and they're not, they're open to change and improvement and evolving the storyline. That's amazing. Mm. Well done. Well done, Mr. Is it Ali?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well done, Mr. Ali, and your whole fabulous team. If we don't have teachers with passion like this and with a vision for their students to build on and to expand, you know, school would be boring.
Yeah.
So well done to you and your staff and all the other adult supervisors and supporters. That's just amazing.
Yeah, we've been so fortunate that every community that we've gone to, from Queenstown, then of course Mangere, and then most recently Palmerston North, each council has given the school or given AFA funding to help take care of the kids. So this next one that we're preparing for in Nelson, we were also given a grant, and that money was helping to take everyone on a plane down to Nelson.
How so cool is that? When's the Nelson show?
That will be on the 6th of May.
So if you have relatives in Nelson, you better text them and say, girl, you better get your butt over to the Code Switch production. They're coming down on what date?
On the 6th of May. They have 6th two shows.
6th of May. Two shows in Nelson.
Yes, yes.
So I don't know anyone in Nelson.
No,
so we're asking our listeners, or 3.4 of you, to text your family, your whānau, friends, whoever. Get on Tinder and say, girl, you need to go to Code Switch in Nelson on the 6th of May.
Absolutely.
And tickets are on Event.
Event Finder, yes.
Event Finder.
All right, let's prepare for a song to take a break.
Let's prepare for a song.
A little bit of a water break because my throat is feeling a bit parched. And when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about
how do you spell parched?
Thirsty, yeah, like that one.
Yeah, that one.
So we'll come back and we're going to talk about this cancer brekkie. No?
Yep.
Pink ribbon brekkie when we come back.
IQ Tylenol pink ribbon breakfast. Now, I'm going to explain the song that I've chosen to play tonight. As I said this morning, we were able to join many other people in the local community. I went to the Papa Toi Toi dawn service for Anzac. And listening to the stories of that were being read out from the diaries and records of soldiers who had actually returned from Anzac, from Gallipoli especially. And, you know, we have a whole generation of Kiwis, Australians, Pacific Islanders, mm-hmm. who did not return home.
Mm.
They said they were as young as 16 years.
Wow.
And up to 29 years, I think it was. But I thought of my nephews, I thought of my son, my grandsons, you know. Imagine kissing your baby goodbye and then hearing back later that they were lost overseas. Now, they said that some of the young men signed up for an adventure, thinking, oh, yes, I get to go overseas, and not realizing the horrors that they would be witness to. Another reason also that I've picked this song is just the value of life. Surviving 2020 with some semblance of sanity, my heart goes out to every single person who is suffering, struggling with mental health issues at the moment. And there's no competition. It's not to say someone is suffering more than someone else. It's whatever is affecting, impacting on your mental health, on your well-being, on your safety. Listen to this song and see what it says to you. I hope it brings you some comfort. And this song is a song I learnt at Otahuhu Intermediate School with my girlfriend,
Elena
Olive, and Darlene, and Johnny. And I don't know why I said Johnny, because now I'm thinking, was Johnny there? But it's a song by the king himself, Prince Tuiteka.
Oh, right on.
And it's a song with a beautiful, beautiful message. So, Neil, if you're ready, I'm going to play For the Life of Me by Prince
Tuiteka.
Tuiteka.
Without the music, how can there be a way without the sea? The lightning needs the thunder as a speaking voice. Can there be a baby with no crying? A future with no past can never be. A hummingbird can't live unless it's free to fly.
can there be an end with no beginning? So run to me, I'm waiting helplessly. And break these shackles of impatience.
Thank you, Prince Tuiteka.
Maro lava Tuiteka. All right, let's resume our talanoa. And let's, we were just in this little break, we were having a discussion about Mother's Day. Did we want to do that now or talk a bit more about this brekkie?
Oh, we can get the brekkie. Mother's Day thing out of the way. We're okay. Just talking about what's coming up in the next month for our Indigenous queens. Mother's Day.
That's right. But you know, you don't even have to be a mother to enjoy this day. You could be an aunt. You could be an older sister, because sometimes older sisters have had to be mums in the family.
Absolutely.
So grandmas. This goes out to all the mums and those that act as mums, because even dads sometimes have to be mums, you know. Because they're single parents or solo parents and they have to do both jobs. I don't know. How does that work?
My silence is
Your answer. Okay, got it. I'm just thinking, okay, here we go. So Mother's Day, let's hear. What kind of ideas do you have? You're a mum and a grandma.
And a grandma.
What do you think would be best? What would you be
looking
forward to?
Well, I always thought, you know, there should be an announcement, a public service announcement on what a gift is for Mother's Day. So I thought, you know, I'm going to write a list on what isn't a gift for mum on Mother's Day.
Oh, because that's more important than what is a gift?
Well, maybe? I don't know. It's just I think our children are bombarded with commercial advertisements leading up to Mother's Day. And it's almost like if you love your mum, you will buy her this. Now listen very carefully, my young angels. Mum does not want a toaster for Mother's Day.
I was also thinking, Mum doesn't need a new vacuum either.
For Mother's Day.
No, because that just tells her that all she does is cleaning, right?
Mum does not want a new fancy looking kettle for Mother's Day.
I'm also thinking, Mum doesn't need a new washing machine, unless the one that you have is broken, then absolutely. But, you know,
I don't know. Mum might want that nice new washing machine.
Right.
So maybe, it depends on who the family is. Mm. But one thing is really important, okay, families? Mum does not want to clean up the mess that you have left in the kitchen after making her breakfast. Mother's Day breakfast in bed, okay? So what mum wants, I'll speak for myself, Angel, you speak for yourself.
Yes, I shall.
I want a clean kitchen. So if you have done whatever in the kitchen, clean it up. I want a massage.
Ooh.
I want to be pampered.
Ooh.
I want to relax and not have to referee any family dramas on Mother's Day.
But we don't have that many family dramas, and plus it keeps the, you know, the blood flowing to happen.
No, this is Mother's Day. My day. So if Dad is in the picture, you are not babysitting your children on Mother's Day. You are loving and blessing your wife or your partner and saying, we're going to leave you alone, darling. Because when I went to school, a day I was taught is 24 hours. Oh. So as a mum, she is entitled to whatever she wants for Mother's Day.
Wow.
And if your child draws a beautiful picture and a card and chocolates, bless your heart.
Mm.
But Mother's Day's not over when you give her the gift.
Right, right.
So plan ahead, especially if you're old enough, children, plan ahead to give Mum the Mother's Day that she wants. And how do you do that? You ask her.
Oh, right. I'm thinking, what a little cue.
Mum, what would you like for Mother's Day this year?
That's right.
Even though we all know Mother's Day should be every single day. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Amen to that.
On Mother's Day, what would you like? Mm. And it's usually on a Sunday, ain't you?
Yes, yes.
So Mum doesn't want to cook the kōngai. Her own kōngai on Mother's Day.
No.
And Mum does not want to do all the dishes at the end of the kōngai on Mother's Day.
Right. It's usually the second Sunday of the month, eh?
Second Sunday of May every year. So don't act surprised and go, oh, it's Mother's Day tomorrow. We haven't done anything. You know when it is.
Which will be the 9th of May.
The 9th of May. Ask your mother. And you've got don't accept her. Oh, nothing, as long as you're all happy.
As long as you're healthy.
I'm telling you now. It's a line that we give to, you know, if we had no money.
Right.
But a clean house is not costly.
It doesn't cost anything at all.
Your children can clean, exactly. Your children can do their dishes. Mm-hmm. And if your husband or partner's in the picture, you can do the cooking. There are so many ways to honour our mothers.
Absolutely.
Now, my thing is, our mum is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, do I make breakfast for my mum? No, we have grandchildren. We gave her grandchildren what she prayed for, what she prayed to the good Lord for many years.
Yes,
we gave you grandchildren.
We have many now. 14,
so if your grandchildren 15. Are listening, mother and mama are the same person.
Right, right.
So just a little off topic, you know, from our usual bit. We thought we'll do a plug for all the mothers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest, mums. Be honest with your family. Be honest if you only have one child or if your children are living overseas. Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So I can pay for a resort
or
pampering.
Yes.
You know, our mothers are precious.
Mm.
And no matter what your relationship is like with your mum, at the end of the day, without mum, we wouldn't be
right,
here.
Right, right.
Okay, bottom line, 24 hours is how long Mother's Day is. So give your Mother's Day what she wants for Mother's Day.
Yes, and deserves, yes. But don't forget also the aunties that are there that are also amazing and help to build you up or support you because, you know, we know mums are busy, but aunties also step in and do a lot of that loving for you too.
Well, it takes a village, takes a village.
A village. And all of those in between. Okay, Mother's Day. Don't forget it. The second Sunday or the 9th of May, which is 2 weeks from now. Okay.
And speaking of the month of May.
Yes.
What's on the 29th of May? Of May, Saturday, the 29th. Save a date, guys. Save a date. Saturday, 29th of May, 2021. At 8 a.m. Where are you going to be, Neil?
I am going to be at the Papatoetoe Library.
For
the Pink Ribbon Breakfast. Because they're going to have yummy food there for us to eat. And?
Mm-hmm. Our mum was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm.
Very big shock for our family.
Very.
And she had her mastectomy only a few weeks ago.
Right.
And so for IQ Talanoa, for myself and my sisters, my brother, breast cancer became a part of our family. Our family. So we wanted to hold this IQ Talanoa Pink Ribbon Breakfast in South Auckland.
Mm.
And Leota Ellis, Meredith, and Rosalind from the Papatoetoe Library very kindly agreed for us to use their premises at the Papatoetoe Library. So what we are doing is we've invited our Indigenous queens who belong to the Facebook page, IQ Talanoa, to create an original song, original poem, even just to share the original testimony. And we're inviting you to share something about either being a supporter or a caregiver of a loved one who is fighting cancer.
Right.
if you are fighting cancer yourself, if you have lost a loved one to cancer, not just breast cancer,
please, so many different
you're
types
invited
out there
to
now.
Create something to share. And if you don't want to share, please still come. Breakfast is there. And what's our favorite F word, Neil?
Free.
F-R-E-E. Now, we will have some merchandise from the
Cancer Society.
Yep, from the Pink Ribbon Breakfast Group. And whatever money we raise at this Pink Breakfast by buying this merchandise, we give the money straight back to the Pink Ribbon Breakfast Group.
So bring your gold coins.
Bring your gold coins. Bring whatever you can if you would like to buy this merchandise. And the most expensive thing I've seen, because they've priced it themselves, is it looks like a key ring.
Oh.
There are also pens. There's a lot of beautiful pink merchandise with the Pink Ribbon Breakfast brand on it. But we also have an online account.
Oh, we do.
And it's with the Pink Ribbon Breakfast Group. We will post that up in our IQ Talanoa page. So if you're not able to make it or you live outside of Auckland and you'd like to donate, please feel free to do so. We'll post the details up on our page.
Right. Yeah, you did start with a link. Was there, was it just the IQ Queens that had a sponsor form or sponsor?
Yep, that's right.
So that's already
but
out
we'll,
there?
We'll repost it because, you know, a lot of things get moved forward. Now, not long ago, we had a pink ribbon walk over at the Manukau Memorial Garden. Oh, not Manukau Memorial. At
Botanic Gardens.
Botanic Gardens. That's the one. Chocolate fish for you.
Yay.
And it was attended by a group of amazing Indigenous queens, some who are supporting their loved ones who are fighting cancer, some who have lost their loved ones to cancer, and we had survivors there of breast cancer. It was a very humbling to be able to walk alongside each other and listen to the different stories coming through. And, wow, it was very humbling. So we hope that whatever money we are able to raise at our IQ Talanoa Pink Ribbon Breakfast will go towards eliminating deaths from breast cancer. And this money will go into research and all the amazing things that are being done. So with our mum's experience, she gets a grant from the Breast Cancer Society, and she is able to use it for clothing that is suitable for her current appearance, for prosthetics. And this is funded, you know, by events like this.
What do you call that thing for her arm? Physio?
Yeah, therapy? Even her physio is funded. So many things are funded for our beautiful women who especially are going through breast cancer. I'm not sure about the other cancers, how they are funded, but for this event, we invite you to come along to join us. We would really like you to register if you would like to share something on the day. But if on the day, you know, we feel like, man, you know what, just come up and share if you'd like. We are limited by time. It's only a couple of hours. But I promise the breakfast will be an island breakfast, a very delicious, nutritious island breakfast.
Nom, 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 nom.
And it'll be a bit cool then, you know, at that time of the morning. It'll be a nice hot breakfast.
So as long as Maureen makes a kokua laisa, I'm sure there'll be lots of people
Well,
there.
That's still in negotiations.
Oh, negotiating. Oh, wow.
But if you don't know where the Papatoetoe Library is, what road is it on, Neil?
It is on St. George Street. No, yes.
Well, that's one of the entrances, but I think Wallace Road is the main entrance.
Oh, okay.
But if you get off on St. George Street, that's where the parking is.
Yeah.
A lot of parking. So please put that date down, Saturday, 29 May 2021. If you're able to bring a friend or bring the person who is maybe still fighting cancer or who has survived cancer, bring them along so we can acknowledge them and show them how much love there is for them.
Of course.
You know, there are many illnesses in the world, but when this hit our mother, who was 74, it was such a shock because of our whole family, she's the fittest and the healthiest, and yet she was nearly brought down by this. So we are grateful to our Heavenly Father for the many blessings he has given her.
For the medical knowledge.
And now she isn't even at home. She wakes up, takes off in her car, goes parties everywhere, and then she comes back in the evening. We're like, didn't you just have surgery like 3 weeks ago? So it's very inspiring for us. But yeah, we send our love out to all of our family members who have been impacted by loss to cancer.
Right.
Missi Lungi. We are sending our love out to everyone out there who is supporting or who has lost a loved one to cancer.
So you also mentioned that on this date, people, should you register or you're feeling inspired on that day to share, is a chance to write a song or to share a song or share a poem. Is there a day during the month of May that we'd like to come to, that you're going to organise for the Queens to have a poetry reminder, Neil.
Yeah. So what we did with the book, Love from the Indigenous Queens 2020, is that we had writing sessions so that you could come online and join us and be inspired or share what you had shared or what you had created, just for some feedback and as such. So in preparation for the IQ Talanoa Pink Ribbon Breakfast on Saturday 29th of May 2021, we are going to hold a Zoom writing session on Saturday the 1st of May, 8 p.m. up to whenever we finish. So that will be our only writing session. And you might just want to come along to ask a question about IQ Talanoa Pink Ribbon Breakfast.
Right,
the Zoom address will be posted on our IQ Talanoa Facebook page.
Right.
All you have to do is click on it. You don't have to download Zoom at all. You just click on the link. And then if you have an electronic device, you will join us. And
yes.
You don't have to leave your warm, cozy home. Hopefully your children have been exhausted by all the running around and doing all the fa'aus during the day, that by 8 p.m. they will be asleep. So please feel free to join us Saturday the 1st of May, 8 p.m. For a Zoom writing session.
And so for those that may think that, you know, I don't know how to write poetry, because that was one of my girlfriends when I tried to encourage her to write for the first book, Love from the Indigenous Queens, she's just straight out said, I'm not a writer. Neither am I. I know how to talk a lot, but, you know, putting words down that have to actually remain that way, or that editing, but then that's what these writing sessions are about, I think, is you get to share what you've written down, because everyone's got thoughts, everyone's got, you know, challenges,
a story,
and the more that you write it, the more that you get feedback about it, then it's going to be even more amazing when you do share on the 27th.
On the 29th.
So, yeah, join us on that session. I'm looking forward to being there. I'm going to encourage my girlfriends to come in and be a part of that. And even my daughters, I'd really like them to share what they know. Much that, not that they've had much to do with the caring. All of, it was Maureen and her kids that took care of Mama, because Mum's living with them right now. But, you know, we still see the effects of it, because we hear Mama's stories and we know what it looks like, and we know from what she's told us how she's feeling. So all of those things.
So I just want to talk to that, Neil, you know, they didn't see much of it or whatever. When people hear the C word, cancer, associated with a loved one, just your feelings is enough, you know, to what, however you react or however you feel inside. You don't have to take care of someone with cancer to feel the impact of it. You love someone, and that someone that you love and care about is now fighting something that you don't really know much about. So how did that make you feel to even first hear about it? How did it make you feel? For me, my mind went straight into, okay, we have to plan Mum's care. We have to plan. So I was right. I didn't allow it to affect me because I thought, no, we have to get things done. But then just watching her, and this is a very formidable woman, our mother. She's like a little package of C4, seriously. But to watch her face, to watch her whole demeanor change with the word cancer. And all of a sudden, we became the carers. We became, you know, we reversed the roles. So, you know, they had a huge impact on my relationship with my mum. So you don't have to have, you know, seen it firsthand,
right,
or experienced it firsthand. You know how it makes you feel to hear about it, even just to hear about it associated with a loved one.
Right.
So that's where we invite you to come share your story. We want to acknowledge your courage, your strength, your bravery. You may not feel you've done anything, but, you know, prayers that no one else knows about do more for the person that you care about than you realize. Even being able to just carry on your life so that that person with cancer doesn't worry, that's a massive step. Writing down thoughts, you know, it's not a competition. Whatever you're able to create, we would love to give you a platform, to give you the microphone on Saturday, 29th of May, 2021, 8 a.m. At the Papatoetoe Library. And you don't have to be a member of Indigenous Queens Talanoa. Just come along. Invite your friends, invite your families. And what's our favorite F word?
Free.
Free. It's free.
Freedom. Free breakfast. All right. We've only got a couple more minutes left in our time, Reen. Did we have any announcements to give other than what we've shared already so far?
Actually, no, but I would like to bring up a topic for our queens to consider and maybe to give us some input through our IQ Talanoa page.
Okay.
Now, this was brought to light by our friend Ronald. Ron.
Oh, yes.
Ron, we love you, and one day we'll get your creative arts program going with us. But he was talking about Indigenous intellectual property. And I thought that is something, as Indigenous people, we need to consider. Now, the context of it, I don't want to say, because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
For the experts, yes.
But have a think in your own life experience, whether it's professionally or personally, what do you think intellectual property is when it comes to your culture or indigeneity?
That's too many big words, but okay. What comes through your mind, through your life experiences, all of those things, your ideas, belongs to you. But when you choose to share it, then you're sharing your intellectual property. Is that what you're talking about, Reen?
But is it really your ideas, or is it like Indigenous knowledge passed down through the generations, through our ancestors, through, you know, the stories, through the family histories? And then, you know, you might get up and, with a really beautiful heart, share it with somebody, whether it be a reporter, an audience at school or something. You share this knowledge thinking, I want to share and give. And then somebody takes that knowledge, writes it into a book or makes it into something where they get paid for it. It's like, well,
that was mine.
Give us your thoughts about cultural, Indigenous knowledge, intellectual property.
Wow, I like that. Cultural. All right, just so as we close off our show for tonight, thank you for listening in and tuning in. Are we going out with a song, Reen?
Let's go out with a song. And this beautiful song is by Auntie Aretha.
Oh.
Because we love Auntie Aretha.
So reminders, join us on the 1st of May for our writing session for Pink Ribbon Day. And then on the 29th, we hope to see you there at the Papatoetoe Library at 8 a.m. So the writing session on the 1st of May, 8 p.m.
On Zoom, online.
And then in person, pray no COVID hits us, the 29th of May, we'll see you there to share face to face.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone. Alofa te le atu.